Oscar Pistorius is set to be released from prison on parole in August after serving just 10 months of a five-year prison sentence for killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. The parole board has reportedly recommended the disgraced South African Paralympian be released on the 21st of August. The 28-year-old double amputee was sentenced last October, you remember, for culpable homicide in the shooting death of his girlfriend on Valentine's Day last year. Pistorius acknowledged firing shots through the bathroom door in his home, but he said he believed he was firing at an intruder. Journalist Philip De Wet has been covering the Pistorius case for the Johannesburg Mail and Guardian, where he's an associate editor. He's also been kindly covering it for us too on a regular basis. Philip, hello, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Hello, Fran. Good to talk to you again.
Philip, what's been the reaction in South Africa to the suggestion, the reports that Oscar Pistorius will be released on parole in August?
Well, somewhat surprisingly, there's been shock and outrage today as the news broke. You may remember that this was exactly what was predicted. In terms of Pistorius' sentencing, this is the point at which he reaches one-sixth of his jail term when he becomes eligible for parole. We always anticipated that Pistorius would be a model prisoner, that he would tick all the boxes, that he would follow all the programs and would therefore most likely be eligible almost immediately, and that's exactly what happened. And even so, South Africans don't seem entirely impressed. It seems that the court case and the sentencing is still too recent. And we're finding that a lot of people are complaining that it does not seem to them that justice has been done here.
And I should correct myself, of course, he shot and killed his girlfriend in 2013. So it's not much over 2 years since the crime was committed, and already they're talking about letting him out. But as you say, this is predicted in a sense under the law. Under the law in South Africa, once a sixth of the parole period, a sixth of the jail sentence is served, a person can be eligible for some kind of limited parole.
Well, quite. This is entirely standard. The administrative processes are working exactly as they should in this case. Of course, what complicates matters is that Pistorius might be under house arrest by August. His matter will still be going to the Supreme Court of Appeal in November for a hearing before five judges there, because the state still intends to contest the not guilty verdict on murder. So strangely enough, Pistorius may be under house arrest in August. He may appear in the Supreme Court of Appeal in November. Those wheels of justice take a little bit of time to turn, but should the verdict today be overturned, he may then actually be returned to prison for a considerably longer stint if those judges should find that he was in fact capable of and guilty of murder.
No wonder people are a little uneasy about this. You'd think the parole board might wait for that judicial process to play out, at least. Also playing into this, you'd think they might take perhaps more notice of the response from the family of Reeva Steenkamp. The parents have said that they have, you know, sort of dealt with their anger against Oscar, and they don't want him, you know, to come to have a difficult time in prison. They just don't think this is a very good signal to send to the country, particularly a country with such a high crime rate and murder rate, that, you know, you can get out of prison within 10 months for killing somebody.
Quite so, and it does seem a bit strange, and it's not entirely impossible that someone might still challenge that before a court. We have recently had court reviews of parole decisions. Typically, as you would expect, those decisions or those reviews are in decisions where bail has been denied, so where prisoners seek a court review to actually get themselves paroled. And some of those have succeeded, so the courts have certainly been happy to reach into this mechanism of the parole board and get involved in the nitty-gritty of that administration. Now, the family of Reeva Steenkamp would, of course, have excellent standing to bring such a matter. They've given no indication whatsoever that they would. There are also a number of other groups who are making noises that seem possibly to be heading in that direction. Whether they succeed or not is, of course, an open question, but there might still be contestation ahead for this decision.
It's 22 past six on Breakfast. Our guest is South African journalist Philip De Wet, joining us to discuss the fact that Oscar Pistorius is apparently been recommended for some kind of limited granted parole from August after serving just 10 months of a 5-year sentence for culpable homicide. What would the terms of his parole be? It'd be some kind of house arrest, I understand.
In the initial period, it will almost certainly be house arrest, so with very limited access to the outside world. Typically, the boards like to give these prisoners access to religious services, for instance. So Pistorius, being a Christian, he would quite likely be let out for a short period on a Sunday to attend church, but certainly without access to entertainment, it's highly unlikely that he would be allowed to restart his training immediately. Although over time, that may still be softened. So he may actually in the next couple of years be able to return to training while still technically under correctional supervision.
And in this period when he's in home detention, when he goes out for say an hour a day or an hour a week, whatever it is he under guard at that time?
Typically not, no, and not being a flight risk, we wouldn't anticipate that Pistorius would be given an electronic tracker, that he would be under guard. There is monitoring through correctional supervision officials. They are supposed to check in, and in a high-profile case like this, I think the oversight might be stricter than is typically the case.
Yes.
But it's very much on the honor system on the basis of the threat of returning to jail for a very lengthy stint should you break those parole conditions.
Okay.
So we find that with prisoners like Pistorius, compliance is usually very high.
And just finally and briefly, Philip, and we do thank you for your time because you've got a lot of reporting to do on this breaking story, but what kind of, Oscar Pistorius is a double amputee. How has he managed in prison?
Apparently quite well. We've had limited information out of the prison. Keep in mind that Pistorius was being housed in a hospital ward, so he did receive the kind of special care due to his condition. The bathroom facilities, for instance, were available there. And although his family has also been tight-lipped, we understand from the prison officials that they've not had any particular difficulties. In fact, they think that they've proven that people with quite significant disabilities can actually be housed within the prison system.
Philip DeVette, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
A great pleasure.
Philip DeVette is Associate Editor at the Johannesburg Mail and Guardian.